something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Person of Jesus. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
It's so important for us to understand the word of God. God now is going to have a son. So he speaks to a woman and says, "You shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins." The Bible says the woman believed. She believed. She only asked a question. She said, "How can this be, seeing I'm not yet married to a man?" She was engaged to be married, but she wasn't married yet. "How shall these things be, seeing I know not a man?" Oh, the angel said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." You see, every time God speaks, when the Holy Ghost comes upon the word, hallelujah, he creates the environment for that seed to reproduce. Can you say amen? If you take a corn seed and put it on this platform, it will not grow. It is the wrong environment. If you put it in your pocket, it will not grow. It is the wrong environment. Are you hearing me? If you buy a very fine Rolls Royce and put the seed on the owner's seat, it will not grow. It is what? The wrong environment. But go to the soil and put it there, it will surely grow. Because that is the right environment. This is the reason why some people read the Bible and nothing happens. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is not present to give them the right environment. That's why people can read the Bible in a cult, in a secret society, and it will not work. That's why somebody can carry it and say, "I'm reading the Psalms," and it will not work. That's why somebody can sit on top of it and it will not work. But when you are a child of God and the Holy Ghost is present with you, he will create the right environment for the word to work. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? So when the angel said to Mary, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee," he said, "The Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Hallelujah. The woman received it. She received the word. And the Holy Ghost came upon her. And she brought forth a son. And he was called Jesus. The word of God became a son. Because God spoke that a son would be born. That's how Jesus came to be. This is the reason Jesus is the Son of God. He was not born by man's seed. He was born of the word. The word that God spoke became Jesus. Now, you cannot separate a man from his word. You cannot separate God from his word. The life of that baby is the life of the word. And the life of the word is the life of the speaker. And the speaker is Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was never separate from his father. Nobody ever knew Jesus. They only knew the word. That's why John said, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." In the 14th verse, hallelujah, he says, "The word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory." Every step that Jesus took, it was the word of God made flesh, and they all wondered at him. He was the word of God. He was a wonder. He was the joy of the Father's heart. The father had never known such joy. Like nobody knows such joy than to bring forth a child of your own body. But the father brought forth a child of his own word. He'd never had one. Here was a son on the earth having the life of God and a human body. 100% man and 100% God. Hallelujah. Are you still there? I said he was 100% man and he was 100% God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This was Jesus. When the demons cried and said, "We know who you are, the Holy One of God. Have you come to destroy us before the time?" They knew he was the Word of God made flesh. Every time Jesus stood up and faced those devils, they knew they were facing the Word of God. He was a terror to them. They knew they couldn't kill him. He said, "This one thing received I from my Father. He gave me power to lay my life down." They couldn't kill him. Hallelujah. He said, "I have the power to lay my life down and I have the power to take it up again." They couldn't kill him. He was not among those that could die. Satan couldn't kill him. Can you say amen? Amen. Oh, he had never been separated from his father. He had always been one with the father. His only joy was to please his father. That's all he ever wanted, this Jesus. Oh, as I read about him in the word, I was so inspired just to think about this Son of God who only wanted to do one thing. He had a will of his own. He had a mind of his own, like anybody else. Are you hearing me? He had a will of his own. He had a mind of his own. He could do whatever he wanted, but he made up his mind to please his father. The Bible says he was obedient unto death. At the Garden of Gethsemane, that night, he wept bitterly. Why? Oh, many people have read it, but they didn't understand it. He said, "Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me." Why did he say that? For the first time in his life, he was going to be separated from the Father. Not only separated, are you still there? Not only was he going to be separated, he was going to be made a partaker of Satan's nature. Awful, dreadful, the worst experience he was going to have. He didn't mind dying for anybody. He was ready to die. He didn't mind it. That's why he came. But part of it would be for him to be separated from the Father. He had said before, "My Father is always with me." He had said before, "My Father that dwelleth in me, he performs the miracles." He had said before, "I do what I see my Father do." Everyone knew him to be associated with his Father. He had spoken of his love for his Father. He was obsessed with love for his Father. Everyone knew it. This Father he talked about. And now he was going to be separated. So while he was there in the garden, he said, "Oh, let this cup pass from me." The Bible says, as he prayed, sweat came out of his body like great drops of blood. As he prayed that prayer on that dreadful night. But then, the Father, he knew this was the Father's will. He said, "Nevertheless, not my will." In other words, "I do not want ever to be separated from you for one moment. Not one moment. But if you want it so for now, let your will be done." And then on he went and he was arrested. Why did he have to do this? Because Satan had gained Adamic authority. Satan had gained Adamic power. That devil had gained Adamic power, which was higher than the power of angels. Did you ever read in your Bible that when Michael the archangel wanted to take the body of Moses and Satan also wanted to carry the body of Moses, Michael the archangel, who's the highest angel, could not rebuke Satan? Why? Because Satan had lost angelic power. So he was not an angel, although he was an angel as a person. But his authority was not angelic authority. He had Adamic authority. The one that he stole in the garden. Hallelujah.
Everyone wants to be born again, and you should want to. This is your moment. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. And God will hear you. And salvation in Christ will be yours. Say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. And I receive in his name eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know, according to the scriptures, salvation is yours now. You are saved. Thank God for you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Everyone who has come to you now in faith in Christ Jesus. Let the name of Jesus Christ be named upon them from this moment. Satan has no power over them anymore. They belong to you and in your kingdom. I bless them with your word. I bless them with your love. I bless them with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations. You are blessed now. You're blessed today. Thank God for you. Write us and let us know you received salvation today. Or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 033-976-074 or 078-787-673 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This message is titled, The Person of Jesus.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.